Starmer threatens ditching workers' rights. Donate to Socialist Party general election stand. Starmer's Labour is threatening to water down its New Deal package of workers' rights. These attempts are to make sure that, as one business leader told the Financial Times, big business is pretty relaxed at the prospect of a Starmer-led government later this year. Mick Lynch, General Secretary of the Rail, Maritime and Transport Union, said that attempts to dial down Labour support for workers would be met with a robust response from the entire trade union movement. Many workers are desperate to get the Tories out, and want to fight against anti-worker laws, low pay and zero-hour contracts. One way to robustly respond would be to back workers' candidates in the general election. A workers' list of candidates, backed by the trade unions, and fighting for their policies, would hold Starmer's feet to the fire, and make sure he delivers on improvements to workers' rights. New Mass Workers Party. The Socialist Party is playing our part in fighting for such a list. We are campaigning across the trade unions to have the necessary debates and discussions about how the workers' movement can best fight for its interests in the general election, and take steps towards building a mass party that represents the working class. As part of that fight, Socialist Party members plan to stand under the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition banner in 30 to 40 seats in the general election. We will be fighting for a socialist program, which includes repealing all the anti-trade union laws, and taking decisions out of the hands of the bosses, putting workers in charge of democratically running workplaces and society as a whole,